Our biggest concern is that in the first election after a new redistricting map, the Board of New York City Board of Elections appears to not have been adequately prepared to address the confusion that normally occurs when new lines are drawn, new election districts are drawn, and as a result, in our opinion, bilingual assistance, which is a required feature of federal law in all New York City elections, especially in Manhattan, New York County, we suspect that there may have been inadequate compliance that would have led to more confusion and a higher number of affidavit ballots being cast.
Now, you've asked the Justice Department to intervene. Why the Justice Department?
The Justice Department has jurisdictional authority over all federal laws that protect voters. And it was the Justice Department that would have had the authority to approve any changes that the Board of Elections would have made in the provision of bilingual voters. So right now we are seeking Justice Department review for two reasons. One is, it's the logical place to go when we're concerned with a federal right to our issue. And two is their resources, their ability to get documentation and answers from the New York City Board of Elections is a lot better than ours at Latino Justice. Mm-hmm. We don't know enough at this point about the reassignment of bilingual poll workers. Hopefully the Department of Justice can get to the bottom of this, and if reform is necessary for the next election, we can, along with them, hope to craft a better system.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any sense as to whether the difficulties people, especially Spanish-dominant people, the difficulties that they had voting changed the outcome of the election?
Can't tell right now at all. And it actually does not appear likely. The margin of victory now hovers about close to 1,000 votes, if not just slightly over 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
The general rule of thumb is that if you had, lost votes in the area of 2 or 3 to 1 above the margin, then you might see a potential shift in the actual count. We can't tell. I mean, we fielded, and my office has fielded in the last 12 days alone or so, more than 60 reports from various voters, campaign workers, and others. We're getting information from the Dominican American National Roundtable, the Dominican Bar Association, and the Espaillat campaign as well. And while we are seeing a consistent pattern of lack of enough assistance, it could just very well be that it's a tip of the iceberg, or it could very well be that it was isolated. It's not very clear whether or not bilingual assistance, which was provided, was enough in the exact strongholds of Washington Heights and Inwood and parts of the Northwest Bronx, which you would assume you needed it most because that's where the Latino strongholds are at.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point that we're trying to make.